Deranged, Newsom fumes as Trump federalizes National Guard. Threatens to deploy Marines to quell anti-ICE riots. By Joel B. Polak on June 7, 2025. California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., took his frustrations to social media on Saturday as President Donald Trump federalized 2,000 California National Guard troops to quell anti-ICE riots in Los Angeles. Trump sent in the National Guard after 2 days of rioting in which black-clad radicals attacked federal law enforcement officials who were arresting illegal aliens in the city. Los Angeles, far-left rioters have surrounded an ICE facility and are launching explosive devices at it as they escalate their violence for a second night in their insurrection against the federal government. pic.twitter.com/UMQVCKX. Andy NGO, at Mr. Andy NGO. June 8, 2025. The rioters set fire to cars, tagged federal buildings with graffiti, and attacked federal officers. In recent days, violent mobs have attacked ICE officers and federal law enforcement agents carrying out basic deportation operations in Los Angeles, California. These operations are essential to halting and reversing the invasion of illegal criminals into the United States. In Caroline Levitt, at PressSec, June 8, 2025. City and state officials did little to stop the violence, other than offering their support for immigrants and criticizing the Trump administration. Newsom was furious, especially after the administration hinted that Marines, too, could be deployed. The violent mob assaults on ICE and federal law enforcement are designed to prevent the removal of criminal illegal aliens from our soil. A dangerous invasion facilitated by criminal cartels, aka foreign terrorist organizations, and a huge national security risk. Under President Pete Hegseth, at Pete Hegseth, June 8, 2025. The federal government is taking over the California National Guard and deploying 2,000 soldiers in Los Angeles, not because there is a shortage of law enforcement, but because they want a spectacle. Don't give them one. Never use violence. Speak out peacefully. Governor Gavin Newsom, at KGovernor, June 8, 2025. The Secretary of Defense is now threatening to deploy active-duty Marines on American soil against its own citizens. This is deranged behavior. Gavin Newsom, at Gavin Newsom, June 8, 2025. First partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom weighed in, and the governor reposted her comment as well. These sweeps in Los Angeles and across the country are heartbreaking. They were staged to inflame and intimidate. They instill fear in immigrant families, Californians who work hard, pay taxes, and are essential to the life and heart of our state. Weaponizing protest to justify. Jennifer Siebel Newsom, at Jen Siebel Newsom, June 8, 2025. Newsom did little to stop the riots in 2020, when Black Lives Matter activists trashed the city for days. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, shared video footage of the violent protests and rioting when people spray-painted anti-police and ICE sentiments on cars, signs, and buildings. The violent targeting of law enforcement in Los Angeles by lawless protesters is despicable. These men and women work every day, putting their lives on the line, to protect and defend the lives of American citizens. Mayor Bass, ICE is not responsible for sowing a sense of terror the protesters you enabled are, the agency wrote. More video footage shows protesters accusing police officers of collaborating with ICE agents. In addition, other clips show more of the chaos and a sea of protesters marching down a street. Update: President Trump posted his approval of the National Guard's activities overnight on Truth Social. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, the most dramatic first 100 days in presidential history, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.